Listening Exam 5, Part 2.
In the 1970s, parents guru and psychologist Penelope Leach published her book Your Baby and Child, advising parents to be empathetic to their children as they're growing up and to take a feeling approach to parenting. But in recent years, many people, from experts, sociologists and paediatricians to ordinary parents, are starting to question whether we are really bringing up a new generation of children in the right way. In the age of computers, PlayStations, and Facebook, are we giving our kids too much? And should we go back to the days of some good old-fashioned discipline? In his book, The Spoilt Generation, American writer and father Eric Sigman argues that parents shouldn't be afraid to punish or discipline their children, and that youngsters are spending too much time on their own being badly educated by technology. For many, his ideas might seem puritanical and conservative, or even unrealistic in the era of techno-gadgets. Sigmund suggests that it's all right to physically punish children by smacking them, that fathers need to take a greater role in childcare, and the government should offer incentives for mothers to be at home more during the early years of a child's life. He also considers that the media and technology can create serious addictions among children and destroy their morals and values. His support of physical punishment caused controversy in the UK, where government legislation is quite strict, and even touching a child in certain circumstances at school can be seen as abuse by an adult. Sigman argues that government interference in these matters may have gone too far, and that a complete lack of physical contact, especially when a child is upset, is more damaging. He also stresses that nowadays parents often give out confusing messages about their relationship with their children, which causes more problems when it comes to understanding who is the boss. Parents shouldn't say their children are their best friends, as that's impossible as a biological notion. Whether you agree with him or not, Sigmund's overall message to parents is to stand up and say no without feeling guilty. Too many parents today are frightened of their children's reaction to conflict and often give in to them. But children still need to know that they can't always have everything they want all the time.